Today's show is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/blackgirlslaughing. Over 180,000 titles to choose from on your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Hello.
Woo!
We're back for another episode of Black Girls Laughing.
My jacket. I moved my arms and realized my jacket made noise, and I was like, shit, I should take this off.
So.
You can keep that in if you want
to. Yeah, no, it'll probably be a bumper. You know how we do. So welcome, we're back here.
We're back.
For another episode, three in a row. What? We meant it when we said that we were dedicated to y'all.
Dedication, even though I'm sure Brittany wanted to kill me because I was late today. But
hey, it happens. We got busy lives.
Yes. And you know, a one day weekend. You got to cram it all in.
Yeah. How was your week?
It was interesting. It was an interesting week at work, but I got over my cold and I'm working out again, so I felt better about that. And I went and saw that Ouija movie last night.
Really? What was that?
I went with a date. Mm-hmm. I screamed so loud that we both started like howling and laughing because I got so scared. Because I can do like creepy things. I can't do things jumping out at me or like when the lights are off and suddenly you see a figure. Like I don't like hide and go seek and never have because of that. Like as a child, I hated it. So I was like,
That's the one with the freaky little girl.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that one freaked me out. When we went to see the new Blair Witch movie, they had a trailer for that, and I was like, ooh, I want to see that. That creepy girl.
It's spoopy. It's very spoopy.
Well, there's a lot of scary movies I want to see. There's this other one, like, there's like a guy, if you say his name, like, you're infected. The Bye Bye Man.
What?
It looks crazy.
I haven't seen that trailer.
Can't wait. Oh my gosh.
How was your week?
Oh, my week was a mess. A hot mess of a week. I have a best friend that's going through a tragedy right now, and I'm trying to be as good of a friend as I can. And my place of work has just gone real cray. Real quick, cray. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
I had the strangest of Fridays where I, like, bad news prompted me to open a beer, drink that beer.
At, like, real early, huh?
Yeah. It was not a good Friday. Not a good Friday at all. But other than that, I'm doing pretty good. I'm feeling good.
Like, good.
Mentally doing well. The leg process, you know, moving forward. I was like running around the house.
What?
Just like little jogs. I was like, yeah, look at me, I can do this.
I can do a jog.
I put on a pair of heels today.
What?
Just to stand in them.
Just to see.
And I was like, this hurts. And then I got right back out. Because my knee was like, girl, we don't know about that. That angle with this, no. So, but I got these new pants. For my Gwenny B Bucks that are like high, I have them on right now. They're high waisted, like kind of like corset pants. They're super cute. I'm going to probably end up buying them.
Yeah.
And they fit really well.
You never find pants, so that's exciting.
Like, my butt's going to have some pants on.
Yay!
And I was like, I have to see what these look like with some heels. Because, like, that was like my signature look when I was like a sophomore in college. It was skinny jeans and like red patent leather heels, and I have a pair still. So I was like, let me put these on together, and it looked real cute, but I could not move because it hurt.
My first question is, why were you wearing heels in college? But that's a story for another day.
I was a heels girl for a very long time, and then I changed, and then I hurt my leg, and then I stopped. The first time I hurt my ankle. Dancer life, Woo! So let's just get, we got a good show.
We got a good show.
We got a real good show. We got some Johns, some good Johns.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a You Better Works, kind of a check-in at the same time.
Yeah, we're giving her the check-up for this week. Sure. It's important.
It's all about my new habit that I've been trying to keep.
And good, healthy habit, which is great.
And then
I've got vital information for your everyday life. It's seasonal. It's appropriate. It's important as we gear up for Halloween and like, 8-9 days, a week or so.
Yeah, it's around the corner. Yeah. Yeah, it's a week on Tuesday.
Yeah. So that's important.
How many people are going to be Trump this year?
Too many. Too many.
Or just a Trump supporter. I mean, I think that's a very easy costume. That's what actually one of my like Lyft drivers said he was going to be. Him and his boyfriend are going to be Trump supporters.
That's scary. How am I supposed to?
Yep. Yeah, that is some serious classism for real. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, how am I supposed to know that you're just dressed up for Halloween?
That was exactly what I said. I was like, be careful because, you know, people.
I might fight you.
Mm-hmm. Don't go to the wrong spot. You better let people know, like, this is my boyfriend. I'm not really a Trump supporter.
If only being gay.
And that's literally what I said to him when he made that excuse. I was like,
That's not how it works.
There's too many white gays that are all down for the party.
Trump, yeah. What are you talking about?
Just you know Milo? Yeah.
Moving on.
I am on someone's list. I'm going to die. I will be off Twitter soon, guys. And
a throwback jam.
Yeah.
Of course, we've got one of those.
And we got a good giggle gaggle roar.
Yeah, we do.
All right.
You guys aren't ready.
Not ready
yet. So
at
get
all.
Ready.
I died. Okay. Let's go right into the John. I'll start it off. So I have no idea who Jake Miller is. But I watched his video for his song Overnight, and it features Simone Biles looking cute as shit.
I mean,
they're like being all in love and like, how can we fix this relationship? Maybe overnight. It's super duper cute. And she's like, oh, you're cute. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm cute. And they're like, oh, you're cute too. Oh, let's be in love. And it's just adorable. And she looks so good. Her body looks perfect. She's got like a cute little half like a crop hoodie on and like some cute little shorts, and her legs are sickening and her abs are sickening because she's a freaking gymnast. Like, and I think this guy's really short because she doesn't even look that short in it, so he must be a really short dude.
Dang.
But it's so adorable. And it's so great to see, you know, a dark-skinned woman being the lead in a music video, just being cute. Like literally no words, just smile. Oh, look, kind of things.
Wearing clothes.
Allowed
to cover
her
body.
Like, not even getting in the bed with him. Like, he's, like, there's, like, a bed shot of the boy, and he's just sort of, like, laying back, but she doesn't, like, jump in with him. Like, none of that. It's just, like, cute, kind of, like, puppy love. He gives me, like, I'm trying to be your new white boy who can sing, like.
Justin Bieber.
No, more like Robin Thicke. Like
Justin Timberlake.
Like, remember when you were like really into Lost Without You, and that was your shit?
Oh, damn. Well, he's trying to be that.
No, he doesn't have that high falsetto like that. But he's like in that lane. He's gotcha. Like swerving in that lane real hard. So if you were into him, please let us know. But like, yeah, I'd never heard of his ass before. I saw it only because of Simone Biles. But of course.
Here we go.
With a black woman.
You know.
An interracial relationship.
You know.
And a beautiful white boy touching a black girl.
You know.
The racism began. Right in the YouTube, on the Twitters. People are saying terrible things. Saying that she's untalented, ugly, all the stuff that's just like lies. Like if you have eyes.
You know what scares me the most? It's probably like 12 to 14 year olds that are saying that. And I'm like, you don't, like, your brain isn't even formed yet. You don't even have a fully formed brain to be, like, spewing this vile hatred to someone you don't even know.
And there's a part of me that's like, maybe it's a 12-year-old, so maybe they might grow out of it. Like,
fingers crossed.
Maybe I can have some hope for whatever these trolls are, but it ended with her, like, all of her Twitter fans. She has a huge fandom. I mean, she won a million gold medals. Like, there's girls standing for her for the rest of their damn lives.
Me?
Yeah, I'm one of them. That, like, went after all the negative comments. And she wrote on Twitter, she's like, it's like, everyone forgets that I have feelings also.
Yeah,
like,
she's a human being.
Like, let her be in this video. Let her shine outside of the Olympics. And let's move the hell on.
And, like, also, there are people in this world that like black people. Whoa!
Black women are beautiful.
Whoa!
Oh, my gosh. Men can find them attractive.
Whoa!
They can be the love interest.
Whoa!
You don't have to be a red bone to be beautiful in the media. Like, holy shit!
Oh, my God! Black women are beautiful magic! Woo. Who would have thought?
Oh. Some parts of America didn't think, or the world, like everyone's own. Like, I'm not even going to give it all to America for being racist. It could also be
everyone in the
else. Yeah, the world is racist. But anyways, check out the video. See how cute she is.
Leave a nice comment.
Leave a lovely comment for her.
Yeah, so she can read something nice.
Yes,
instead of troll hate.
Fuck no, those trolls.
So speaking of crossing your fingers and hoping for the future, I came across this awesome article from BuzzFeed, which, God, it's like a love-hate for BuzzFeed because it always pops up, so you always know what's going on. But usually, like, I'm going to say 92% of the time it's just trash that I don't want to read. But it was this great headline that said, this teen got a standing ovation for her high school presentation on white privilege.
What
a beautiful headline to read on my timeline.
Beautiful.
So this young girl, Robin, who is a high school senior in Atlanta, was in a class and they had to give an informational speech, and her teacher let them pick the topic that they gave it on, and Robin picked white privilege. Robin also happens to run her high school's group called the People of Color Union. And they focus on talking about injustices that affect different cultures across the world, which is so awesome. I wish I had had that in school, in college, let alone high school.
Yeah.
So she gave this awesome presentation, and she did most of it not on script. She just wanted to, like, keep it open, have a conversation. She talked about society and magazines and how children are influenced in the doll test. So when they put the black doll and the white doll, which one's good and which one's bad and which one's pretty and which one's not. And talk about how we live in a Eurocentric society and how things like that, like, you can see the influence on children for plastic dolls. And at the end of her presentation, like, everyone was clapping and, like, cheering and, like, saying it was great. And my first, like, I was like, what? Like, you gave this presentation in front of your, like, white teacher and, like, all of your classmates, and everyone clapped.
Wow.
Like, no one was, like, crossing their arms and, like, absolutely against you for this presentation. It was like a weird, weird glimmer of hope for the world, which I feel like I've not had one of those in a long ass time.
It just shows that, like, the concept of white privilege is permeating in our consciousness more and more, and that more people are getting it, and that the work that people are doing is working.
Yeah. When I read it, it was like, wow, like, everything sucks now, and, like, shit might not change for my generation, but, like, look at these kids, like, younger than us, like, blazing trails in freaking high school. In high school. Like, in high school, I had so much internalized hatred still. So much. I didn't even get over that until, like, the end of college. So to see, like, this girl, like, killing it.
You over it? I was like, I'm not completely over internalized.
Not completely over it, but, like, even, like,
just being more aware and conscious of it.
In myself.
Yeah.
Like, her consciousness is astounding. And She's who I want to be when I grow up. So shout out to you, Robin. You are awesome.
Yeah, I feel like internalized racism as a concept is like the next frontier of like work that needs to get done, as people don't even understand. Like, they're able to see it in other outside of themselves, but they don't recognize what they do to their own people or
themselves,
or to themselves, or how inferiority complexes affect them in every aspect of living. Anyways, we'll get deep into that many times over as we move forward. There will probably be an episode all about internalized racism.
Can't wait.
Woo, it'll be a fun one.
Yes.
I'll get a snack and listen to that. On to some more good news.
Yes.
So Jessica Jones is a show. Season 2 is coming, well, in 2018. But they are starting to film it in November. And it was announced that all of the directors are going to be women for every single episode. They do 13 episodes.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. The last season, they only had a third of female directors. And it's really important to note that only 18% of like episodic television, and imagine, think of all the television that there is, only 18% of it is directed by women.
I'm not surprised.
Not surprised at all. And so Ava DuVernay also did this as well with Queen Sugar. All women. I'm not necessarily black, but all women are directing it. And she even took a chance with people that have never directed episodic television before, but she's seen their independent films, and she's like, "You can do this. Well, like, I'm going to give you this chance." Taking a chance, because like people are afraid of taking chances on people that might not have the exact experience. And this is just proof. I mean, that show's amazing. That show's getting so many great reviews. It's stunning, beautifully acted, stunningly shot. And some of these people are novices to television direction.
I wish that idea would permeate all jobs.
Yes.
And...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Because mama needs that to permeate.
Yes, job gods, hear me pray.
Amen. Like, I got a little experience here. It could translate to that, which could translate to dollars.
Oh, it can translate so hard. Amen. I got so much translation on my skills. Hard, soft, and in between.
If you could see us right now, both of us are looking at the ceiling like, praise the job gods, we need help, amen.
But what I'm really excited about, this whole, you know, women, that there's going to probably be some women of color that are going
to
be if it's just 13 white ladies,
I mean, I won't be surprised.
I mean it'll be like nice clap, but like, still, you're only getting halfway there. We need to make sure that there's a mixture of some black women on there, because again, my critique of that show was that the way that they treat black men and that first season is trifling. The way how black women were treated, that are like practically invisible in that show, or just like this competition to the white woman, is like terrible. So I am excited that I'm hoping that there'll be some women of color on the roster.
Who can say, don't do that?
Yes. That can, you know, at the very least, let's get some critique of this. Oh, let's not just have that happen without explaining why that could happen in society, on how this works. Like, make a comment, not just put it out there. Like, that's probably like, that's my issue with a lot of like white comedians that try to bring up race stuff, but they just display racism without commenting on it. And white people just displaying racism is just racism.
Yeah. Unless you're saying...
Unless you have a critique, unless you're putting your eye on it, unless you're saying something about it, it could still be a joke. You could still make it a joke. Like, it actually helps when it's a joke. Like, it could be helpful, but you have to know how to do it. But that's lazy comedy and lazy writing and lots of bullshit, but hopefully
No more laziness.
With black women in the helm, you can't be lazy. Because you got to work as hard as she was is working. Because you know she working hard, if she got there.
Yeah, because she thinks in her mind that she has to work.
She thinks in her mind, or it's the reality of the world. Both.
The world has made it the reality, but it's not my reality. No. I ain't living there.
Yeah. So, we got one last John.
One last John.
And Black America's Bay at the very least. The man of the hour, because he's been killing the game with Atlanta. Have you watched Atlanta yet?
No.
Girl, sit on this couch and watch a couple episodes before you leave, because this shit is too good. Like, too freaking good. This past episode about the club was so good.
I was about to say, spoiler alert.
Was so good. People were tripping, and there was like an invisible car at the end. It was so crazy.
Do I have to watch an episode to get the next episode?
Not so much. Okay. Not so much. Like, yeah, you'll get an understanding of like the journey a little bit more, but each episode stands alone on its own. Like, they're great. They're perfect. I'm going to probably watch this show a billion times waiting for season two. There's only two episodes left of this season, and I'm like crying. Like, don't take it away from me. I need to see Earn and Darius. But anyways, Earn, who is played by Donald Glover, just got cast.
Listen,
he is gonna be Lando Calrissian.
We're looking at our
Calrissian. I keep saying wrong.
This is a short eye, not a long eye. God, Brittany.
I'm sorry, I mean bad. And so, you know, that role that Billy Dee Williams played in the in Star Wars, Donald Glover's gonna be playing it in like this younger, like we're looking, it's like a prequel.
Yeah.
It's an untitled Han Solo film.
Like, I think the most exciting part of this was people's positive, like the overwhelming positive reaction. Like, I saw not one negative. Like, when the last Star Wars came out, I saw some people say some shit, and I was like, ugh. But all I've seen is like, hell yeah! Hell yeah! Hell yeah! And I'm hell great. Yeah.
He's great. I mean, he's proven he's a nerd. You know, like, he's like, hand like to everyone, to black, white people, everyone knows that he's on that nerd shit. Dude, he's talented as what? Like, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, from his writing to his acting to, you know, he's Childish Gambino up in here. Like, it's gonna be, like,
he's doing it all.
Lando's better rap in this fucking movie.
He does everything.
Everything.
Talk about, like, threat. I can't even think. I'm trying to count a number because, no, like, the number goes beyond.
He is that dude, that black dude in high school that everybody loved. He is that for America right now.
The guy who played all the sports and
was in the musical.
Yeah, that's exactly
class
what I was
president.
Say. Yeah,
and you were like, damn,
National Honor Society, and he held the door for little old ladies at the grocery store.
Nice to everyone. You just want to give him a hug. Everyone wants to date him. Everyone hates his girlfriend. Because she's great too, but she fake.
But then he's also an asshole, but like charming. So you're just like,
you can do whatever you want. I love him. I had a dream about him the other day that he was telling me I had to leave my husband. And then I was like, can we be in a throuple though? He'll be down.
We're all in this together, and you know that.
Yeah. I'm so blind. Cap keeps on falling off.
Yeah. Brittany's got her hair twisted up, and her silk cap ain't staying on. Her hair's too smooth.
It is. I used my, I bought a straightener that's a brush, like a brush straightener. It's like one of the The silk line cap that I have on and this brush straightener are two things that I bought off of Facebook. I've never in my life just saw something on Facebook and purchased it. But I did it here for you these are. Two things.
But here the and hell that you thing are.
Works like, whoa. But I was real pissed because I went on YouTube and saw that I could have got it for a lot cheaper. Not like I spent a ton of money, but I could have got it for cheaper.
Dang.
That's what I mean, especially when I like came all the way from China. I know I could have got it cheaper.
You live and you learn.
You do. Well, that's the John.
Yeah. You've heard a mix of so many things.
A lot of shit going on. Yeah. Good stuff, though. Mainly good stuff.
Yeah.
We laugh. That racism nonsense. But hey, black people winning still.
Still winning.
All right.
Hey y'all, this is B here with vital information for your everyday life.
Ding ding ding.
This is going to be season based, holiday based, because some of us need a reminder. Some of us need a reminder that we can remind others. As Halloween quickly approaches in 1 week, I better not see not one nan you in blackface. You don't need it. Jean didn't need it on Bob's Burgers to be UNITY Queen Latifah.
Nope.
We all knew who he was. If Jean don't need it, y'all don't need it.
I've had a white friend that was Mr. T. He did not wear blackface. He looked great. Everyone knew he was Mr. T. Everyone pitied the fool.
So, as a reminder, y'all don't need it. As a reminder to our brown friends out there, please feel free. We encourage you. We hope you get empowerment to remind other people. Y'all don't need it. And we hope that you say those exact words. Y'all don't need it.
And that goes for yellow face and red face, all the faces.
Any faces. Unless you're being a cartoon character and yeah. you like.
Yeah, you can blue face purple, if someone's blue.
You being, I don't know, Gumby.
Yeah, you can be green.
You can paint your face green. We into that.
Yeah.
If you're being the Crystal Gems.
Yeah.
And you gotta be purple.
Green, red,
guess blue. What? You can be Garnet without painting your face black. We will all know you're Garnet. We'll know. Mm-hmm. Everyone will know.
Yeah.
The end. And this right. has been vital information for your everyday life.
Ding, ding, ding. This is Brittany, and I've got a You Better Work / Check It.
Oh my God.
And it's all about meditation.
Tation, tation, tation.
But really, though, it's not like that. It's really, really not like that. I really want to challenge everyone to try meditation. Well, mindfulness and meditation. So you might have been hearing a lot about mindfulness meditation, like it's coming up here and there because we live in a crazy world. We're so busy. We get lost in our thoughts. And in order to, as an act of self-care in many ways, we should take a moment to ourselves to take control of our mind. In many ways, you're going through all these different emotions, all these feelings. You're thinking about your body and your mind, and you might forget about things. You might be having a pain, you might not even notice it, or you might be irritated and you haven't acknowledged it, and it could come up in with you like, you know, clapping off, you know, on someone really quickly because you haven't trained your mind to recognize those emotions and how and know how to like mediate them. So, so like at first glance, like meditation may seem a little woo-woo, you know, woo-woo, which I think is a, like, I think that's like a really, like, side note. I only hear white people say woo-woo.
So I've heard more than white people use woo-woo, but it's usually for things that, like, in my mind go make me think woo-woo. Mm. But I've heard other people, like, Soul Cycle, intense yoga, like that Wanderlust 180 yoga festival and meditation.
So yeah, so it, like, it might seem like it's also like another fad for like business bros and Lululemon yogis.
Yeah,
but it's not. Like, it's actually something that can be very effective for your well-being. Like, there's science behind this shit. Like, science saying, like, your brain changes when you meditate. So, what is it? So, what is, like, mindfulness and meditation? Well, mindfulness is just, like, being aware of your body and your mind. Being aware of your thoughts and your emotions. Being aware of the sensations in your body. So you can just be a little bit, so you can react more calmly to different situations. And the way that you do that and how you train your very distracted mind is through the act of meditation. Now, mindfulness meditation is different from Buddhist meditation. It takes the, like, the essentials from that, but it takes away the religious aspects or the spiritual, metaphysical stuff that people are trying to, you know, go to nirvana or float or all these things. No, you're not. Like, again, all those things that come through your mind when you think of meditation, it's not necessary. Like, it's not a part of this. But what it's really doing, it's just, the benefits of it is that it really helps your brain. It really helps your body. And it really, and then in extension, it helps your relationships and your daily life. And it's freaking easy to meditate. Like, you don't need to go to a special room or to a special place to meditate. You just need to find a quiet space for you and take a moment and breathe. Notice your breath and notice your thoughts. But then focus back in on your body and your breath. You're not trying to not think, but you're trying to have more control of when you're thinking. For the past 15 days, I've been using the Headspace app. And if you're going to try meditation, I really recommend you getting Headspace. For free, you can try it for their 10-day like starter plan, where you can, well, he'll go over, you'll do 10 days of meditation for 10 minutes each day. And what's really great is that he has these little videos that teach you a little bit more about meditation. And they're like really cute animations that go over like what it means to meditate and goes over some of the issues that you might have. Like, you're having a mind that's busy and racing, like, how do you take that back in? And so his analogy was like, it's like you're sitting on the side of the road and you're watching cars go by. And, you know, the Subaru, the Honda, the Hummer, and that's your thoughts. That's your mom, you need to call your mom. Work is hell. And that macho guy needs to stop trying to hit on me. Like, you know, it's all those different thoughts. But what you're doing is you're just acknowledging it. Like, you see it. And then you bring yourself back to yourself. You bring yourself back to your breath, or to just your body. In beginner meditation, it's a lot of just like focusing in, breathing, and scanning through your body and just feeling your body be. How does my back feel? How does your butt feel on the chair? And then it goes from there to breathing. And so you're breathing, and whenever you might get distracted, the best thing for you to do is to go back to your breath. And the trick that's been really helpful to me has been counting my breaths. So you go in one, out to until you get to 10, and then you start back over again. And then whenever you see your, whenever you've noticed that you've been distracted, you just go back to whatever number you were on. And it's a way of like keeping yourself in the space and in the practice. It wasn't, in the past 15 days, it hasn't been completely easy to do it. I've noticed my mind going all over the place. I fell asleep once while doing it. like, and these are all real distractions and problems that come with meditation. But after I did the 10 days, I was really excited with Headspace that I went and I got a subscription. And it's $12 a month for a subscription. Or you can do it for a year for only $94, which is a discount. You get 2 months free. I would just say go try it for free. But there's also some other things you might also want to try. There's another one called 10% Happier. Again, it's one that is really trying to get away from the woo-woo. And it's really like talking about like the clinical but yet approachable plan to yoga. I mean, to meditation. So it's having interviews with people that are doing meditation. The man that started 10% Happier, his name is Dan Harris. He's from ABC News. And he came into it as a skeptic. And so his approach to his app is through a skeptical lens. So if you're like listening to this and you're like, oh, meditate, I pray. And like again, prayer is a type of meditation. Like those things are linked. So if you're already praying, but you want to focus in it in a different way, try meditation. Or you used to pray. Maybe you don't pray anymore, but you need something grounding like that. Look at meditation. And the apps are so helpful because I don't have to think about what I'm going to do with my meditation. I just let someone guide me through the practice. And Headspace has so many different meditations for so many different things. So once you've done the foundations classes, you can go into other stuff. So you can start looking into your relationships. You can do meditation for sports. They have a whole 30 sessions for meditation and how it relates to training and getting into sports. And I've actually, in addition to doing the Headspace app, I've been reading a book because I can't wait to start running again. That's all about meditation and running and how you can how you use like mantras and visualization to prepare you for your races and to be the most relaxed you can be. Even when you're competing. So take a moment, try Headspace or find another app. There's an app that you use that you like. Let us know about it. I would love to try it out. If you try meditation, please let us know. Yes. Send us an email. write in SoundCloud if you have any comments about meditation. And give yourself just 10 days. It's 10 days, 10 minutes. And it could really, it might change something for you, or you might not like it.
But you won't know until you try.
Exactly.
All right.
It's time for the throwback jam.
Throwback jam. Ooh, move your body, girl, makes the fellas go. Ooh. The way you ride it, girl, makes the fellas go. Move your body, girl, makes the fellas go. If you can't tell, the throwback jam for this week is Nina Sky. Move your body, move your body, everybody, everybody. Ooh, move your body, girl. Yeah, so that was just a really random selection, but it's definitely one that every time I go to the barn, which is a bar around the corner from where I live, that song is always played on the jukebox by me.
Oh, yeah. I was like, who at the barn is the
man? I am always, at the barn, you should come with me to the barn.
Well, you haven't invited me to come.
Well, you can always come to the barn with me. I never go to the barn, so that's why I haven't invited you. I haven't gone out to the barn to have a drink in... Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I live a boring life. But anyway, we take over the jukebox all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, Naima, Claire, and I will just play all your fave throwback jams the whole night.
Oh my God, if you just want the throwback jam live, you should come.
Yeah, you should come with us if you live in Philly. Oh my God, that would be so fun. I should do that.
Maybe that could be one of our events.
Oh, throwback jam live at the barn. Yo.
Okay, guys.
Let us know if you want to do that.
If you have a connection, you have friends at the barn, so we could get that happening.
Yeah.
Let's just pick a date. Damn.
We're doing it. Throwback jam live at the barn.
Yeah, so stay tuned on that for that. Because, like, even if you guys don't show up, we'll be having a good time on our own anyways.
$4 citywides in a jukebox.
Oh, $4 citywides? Oh, why aren't we there now?
So Philadelphia friends, it would be so fun to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do that. And they have delicious food. Their wings are on
point. Oh, they got good wings.
Point. Yes. Very good. Right
next to Little Babies?
Yes.
We get some ice cream?
Yeah.
We need some dessert?
I mean, we could hit up Dock Street, get some good-ass pizza, and then go to the barn.
We got a date.
Yeah, so back to Nina Sky and Move Your Body. That is a jam that always comes on, and it's always one of the ones where you'll catch me, like, getting out of the chair at the table and dancing. Ooh, your body girl makes the fellas go. So, I hope you play that song this week and get out of your chair and dance before or after you meditate. There you go.
Oh, yes.
That's how you wind up or wind down. Bring it together.
All together. All together. Circle, full circle, back in there.
Clap. We're fools this week. I love it.
Yay, foolishness.
All right, moving on.
Yes. It's time for giggle. Cackle.
Jesus Christ. I know someone's like, y'all so cheesy, y'all so corny.
I saw that someone on our survey that they thought it was corny, and I just looked at that. So I was like, I was gonna get real corny today. I hope you still listen.
Yeah.
We love you, but we gonna be corny forever. All the time.
Forever corny.
So let's start off with the giggle. SNL has been trash forever, right? But they've been actually kind of good this year. They've been having some good stuff with the, you know, with the Trump, Alec Baldwin being Trump, and Kate McKinnon. She does a really good Hillary Clinton
like, yeah,
spot to the freaking on. She's amazing. Like, with their Justin Bieber and all the shit that she does, she's great. So they had, you know, they've been doing great. Those openings have been awesome. That was the last one of that. It's so sad. We have to go vote now.
No. Shit.
But Tom Hanks was the host for like the 100th million time. you know, America's Granddad was there. And they did one of their segments, Black Jeopardy.
Yes.
Oh my God. That was the best thing I've ever seen SNL do. I laughed so much. It was such good biting commentary. We had our two beautiful black women of SNL. One, this shit couldn't even happen a couple of years ago on SNL because they only had one black person. They only had Kanan. Like, they couldn't have done this before.
No.
But now, since they have a whole four black people on staff.
Alex Trebek can be real.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So there was Kanan, Shashir Zamata, and Leslie Jones. They were the black people of the episode, being there. The Shashir and Leslie were both contestants with Tom Hanks as a Trump supporter.
What's his name? Bill or Bob?
Doug.
Or
Doug.
You know.
Doug.
Something in that vein.
Yeah. With the Make America Great Again on, like a flannel. Like, he just looked like whatever, all the people that you've been seeing frothing at the mouth at these Trump rallies, he was embodying them, but in like a more subdued way. And it was amazing because it just showed the similarities between disenfranchised white people, Trump supporters, and black people.
Yeah.
Like, so much in common. Just letting, like, but the best part was the end.
The last category in Lives That Matter.
Yes, for Final Jeopardy. Oh my gosh. Please go watch it. Well, I kind of ruined it for you, but go watch it.
No, you haven't watched not it. Even close. There's so much that happens.
It's just too good. It's it is so too, good. Too good. What can a skinny girl do for you?
Not a damn thing.
What is not a damn thing?
Ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
It's so good.
Love it. What we got for the cackle?
So the cackle, I'm just gonna play and then we're gonna talk about it. I'm just gonna hit the play button.
What is this bad karaoke? Oh, cut it. Just cut it.
I didn't even listen to that much the first time. So, in this week in hashtag Black Women Did That, that was Taylor Swift singing the song she co-wrote with her then boyfriend Calvin Harris, This Is What You Came For. And here's example 557,000 why the song went to Rihanna and Taylor Swift did not sing it.
Mm-mm.
'Cause she can't.
And no one's coming for her anyway.
No one came for her. And as we've said, well, I've definitely vocalized my disdain.
I hate her.
Taylor Swift.
She's this, like, I'm convinced that she is like Satan. An undercover Satan, undercover Nazi, like something, like
she's gross. We've said it, we've all said it, we've thought it. So that was just like great, like yes, like karma came for you, Taylor Swift, in the form of you not being able to sing, and yet here you are with millions.
That those notes could not hit. Just
no,
and like Nah. Boo, boo, boo. Boo, boo, boo. Taylor Swift can't sing. Hashtag Taylor can't do it. Anything else to add on that lovely cackle?
Like, no. Look at Rihanna. Just look at Rihanna. Bask in the glow of Rihanna.
And Rihanna's been taking her voice lessons, as we talked about before.
Yeah.
And she is caring for her craft. That sounds like Taylor Swift smoked cigarettes.
Rihanna tell you that she was a savage?
She did.
She did.
All right. So the roar is a lovely, nice roar. So there is a taco stand in Tijuana, Mexico. Currently in Mexico, in Tijuana, Mexico, there are over 8,000 Haitian migrants that are waiting there, trying to get into the United States because of, you know, the earthquakes of 2010 to even now with Hurricane Matthew that just devastated them. And then now they're getting pushed out of Brazil, which was the first place that they, a lot of people went to post the earthquake. So they're in Tijuana. If you've ever been to Tijuana, it's not the coolest place in the world. it's a border town. And they were hating the food. They weren't enjoying the food. They were missing, they needed a taste of home. And this taco stand decided to be welcoming to the demands of the migrants. And and also helping and giving people jobs, hired some Haitian women to work so they could create meals that the Haitian clientele would enjoy. And the Mexicans are like, shit, this food is good. Everybody's loving it. Everyone's having a good time. Cross culture, freaking love. Everyone's just like, yay.
Haitian food.
We're human. This is good food. Bring me your culture. I'll eat your culture. We'll hang out. Like, I'll give you a job to continue your culture. Like,
yeah.
Just a nice story. So, yay.
Feel uplifted.
People are doing nice stuff places.
People are people nice.
Are living and letting people live.
Which is the slogan for, I feel like it's the slogan for 2016. Like,
let people live.
Just let people live. And they're encouraging and loving the living.
Mm-hmm. They're not like, oh, get the hell out of here. They're like, oh, come. Let's make this better for you.
And also this bomb ass food. Yeah.
Oh my God. I was looking at this video and it, the food looked great.
Let me get some send of that. Meat plate, please.
Let me get some of that rice. Let me get some of that chicken. That looked good.
I like that roar today. It's a good one. We were a mess this episode.
This is a crazy one. I hope you enjoyed it. I was having a fun ass time.
No, yeah.
I hope you were having a fun ass time.
We had a blast. We all had a blast.
Like, we having fun? You having fun?
We having fun? We having fun?
We didn't even drink this episode and we having that much fun. Not a glass of wine.
Nope. Yet. Not yet, at
not
least.
Yet. Not yet.
All right.
I got some shout-outs.
Shout-outs?
Yes. I want to give some love to At The John Effect for giving us love on Twitter.
Woo!
From the John Effect podcast.
Yeah.
What up? I also want to give a thank you to PR Demby and JReal83 for the 5-star review on iTunes.
Yeah.
Very, very much appreciated. We love
five
you. Star, thank you.
5-star.
And please, if you want a shout out, shout us out. Say hey to us. Say that. Let us know when you're listening. Send us. Leave us a review on iTunes. We will say your name. We'll say your name.
Tweet us something. Send us an email. Write us on Facebook.
Send us a Facebook message. We're like, here.
We want to talk with y'all. We love you guys.
And we really want to know if you want us to do this live.
Yeah. This, yes.
Throwback Jam live. Because this sounds like.
It sounds lit.
Too lit. I feel like even when we start doing live shows, I feel like we have to do like the after parties Throwback Jam live.
Dude, we about to, y'all don't even know.
Get ready.
Y'all will be flying to Philly like, let me make sure I got my outfit on.
Or if you live in a city that's not near Philly, you better start telling everyone about this show so we can maybe come to you.
Yeah. Listen, we trying to get air miles up in here. I'm trying to see the world. Y'all trying to Throwback Jam, see the world with me?
Oh, hey, Sweden. I've been seeing that you've been listening to the show.
You want
to
listen to some Throwback Jams, Sweden?
You want us to come?
We coming.
Hey.
We
Black Girls out. Laughing Night in Sweden.
I'm into it. Let's turn it. Oh my God.
We're dumb. Okay. Please. Also, you can email us at blackgirlslaughing@gmail.com. You can go to our website, blackgirlslaughing.com. There's a survey on there. If you want to fill that out, that's cute too.
You can find us on the internet on Twitter at blackgirlslaughing, at blkgirlslaughing with no G, on Instagram at blackblk. At BLK Girls Laughing With No G. Sorry, I got excited, so something got caught in my throat. And you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/blackgirlslaughing.
Word.
Word. See ya.
Peace.